CNN blames global warming for Hurricane Debby rainfall. Fossil fuel pollution is causing wetter storms. By Hannah Knudsen on August 5, 2024. During their coverage of Hurricane Debby, CNN could not help but mention what they believe is the role of global warming or climate change in hurricanes, despite the fact that tropical systems have been a constant throughout recorded history. Hurricane Debby made Category 1 hurricane in near Steinhatchee, Florida, on Monday morning. While it is a generally weaker storm compared to a major hurricane, Category 3, 4, or 5, it is expected to cause potentially historic heavy rainfall across the southeast United States, namely, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, due to the fact that the storm is expected to slow as it moves. However, CNN could not help but mention global warming in its coverage of the storm, writing, "The role of climate change, global warming caused by fossil fuel pollution is causing wetter storms and storms to strengthen more rapidly. Debby tracked through near record warm waters in the Gulf of Mexico, which helped it rapidly intensify. That was not the only outlet to pay homage to the leftist talking point." NPR put it this way. "The storm quickly strengthened as it moved over the warm waters of the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Warmer ocean temperatures and higher sea levels driven by climate change are making hurricanes and tropical storms more intense, leading to heavier rainfall and more extreme flooding." And Reuters included this tidbit in its coverage. "Climate scientists believe man-made global warming from burning fossil fuels has raised the temperature of the oceans, making storms bigger and more devastating." Nowhere do these outlets mention, however, that tropical systems have been a constant throughout recorded history and beyond. Nor do they note that the only consistent thing about the climate throughout recorded history has been, in fact, change. Watch, Donald Trump mocks Ox's global warming doomsday clock, you only have 9 years left. For instance, there is the dreadful hurricane of 1667, which the National Hurricane Center, NHC, said is considered one of the most severe hurricanes ever to strike Virginia. On the first, this same storm was reported in the Lesser Antilles. The hurricane devastated St. Christopher as no other storm had done before. The great storm went on to strike the northern Outer Banks of North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. Area crops, including corn and tobacco, were beaten into the ground. Prior to that, there is the Great Colonial Hurricane of 1635, which the New England Historical Society describes as possibly the strongest storm in New England's history. There is also the Pointe aux Petrie Hurricane of 1776, which was one of the deadliest Atlantic hurricanes on record. Details on the storm are slim, but NHC notes that it hit Guadeloupe, killing 6,000. One of the major recorded storms of the 1900s, about 124 years ago, was the Galveston Hurricane of 1900. According to the National Hurricane Center, this storm was the deadliest weather disaster in United States history, believed to make landfall as a Category 4 storm. Thousands of deaths were attributed to the storm. Nevertheless, others took to social media to promote this narrative that the GOP promotes policies that do not stop climate change. One ex-user, for instance, accused Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, of killing the state of Florida. "Hurricane Ian destroyed Fort Myers Beach 2 years ago, and now a mild tropical storm, Debby, is doing it again." Ron DeSantis pushed through a law that struck the words climate change from all state law in Florida, and will now demand federal aid. "He's killing your state, Florida," the user declared. Worth remembering that in the age of climate change, we no longer need a major hurricane to create major hurricane damage, another said. Hashtag Debby has potential to linger over Florida, coastal area, dumping extreme rains. Watch, John Podesta blames climate change for Maui fire, touts Inflation Reduction Act as solution. The left's narrative aside, Debby is expected to cause major flooding as it makes its way to the East Coast.